How many teammates did you actually talk to about the CBA? Was there a collaborative effort in terms of a discussion?
Yeah, I mean, I was one of the more one of the guys who I was exposed to a little bit more than just the average player. I was one of our player reps out in Detroit. And so I went out. There was the meeting. There was a meeting here in Vegas, actually, before this whole virus thing broke out. And I was able to just kind of go over some stuff here. And I talked to a few of my teammates. Everyone was pretty well-versed. You know, we get the emails through the NFLPA. And so we had to do the voting. Had to go through the, I'm sure you're familiar. We had to go through the voting process. And everyone just wanted, you know, we just wanted to play, man. That's what it came down to. It was just like, hey, let's get this thing done so we can get out there.
Did you vote yes?
Man, we're not supposed to say.
Okay. Well, tell me this, Miles.
We're not supposed to say. But I will say that, you know, it was a great collaborative effort on both sides. You know, both sides because there were, you know, obviously there were players who wanted it, players who were not in favor. And I think that looking forward, we just got to make the best of what we got.
Yeah, what did you like about the deal, and what did you not like about the deal?
Well, this is going to be my fifth year in the league, and I only know a 16-game season, barring playoffs. But so a 17-game season is going to be interesting for me. I think it's going to be weird to have – I think it was, a shorter preseason, and then you have that, you know, that extra game tagged on the end. For me, in my – just selfishly, it's kind of nice for me just because – there's a little clause in the CBA where if, you know, you're with 4 years on a team, they can kind of offer you a different deal than anyone else. And so that kind of worked for my favor. It's just going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I don't know. You know, I haven't been around long enough to really have a expert opinion, but I have been around long enough to know that it's going to be an interesting one. 17 games. That one extra game is different, man. That's a little different. it doesn't seem like much to the average fan, but it's a lot.
I think it's big, and I think it's big logistically as well. How much conversation was there about, you know, some teams having a schedule advantage of 9 home games, or is there a plan, do you think, to have a neutral site game for every team?
You know, and that's something that is going to have to be considered, especially once you start to get more data, once you start to see, okay, this is – an actual advantage for these teams, or maybe it balances out. We don't know yet. I think this is going to be a testing year just to see, okay, what they can do, what they can't do, especially when it comes to, you know, logistically, how many home games you have. You know, you have some teams who they actually don't play that well at home. And so for those teams, it might not be a big disadvantage, but others that have, you know, very active fan bases, I think it's going to be something to consider. For sure.
It's Miles Killebrew with us, Cofield and company. He's on the Lions, a local guy. So let's talk about the draft, because now that Roger Goodell just said, hey, you know what, we're doing the draft. I just want to talk about it from the prospect standpoint. Listen, you went to Southern Utah. Physically, you're an impressive guy, but I'm guessing you went in and you made a lot of waves with good waves with your interview. What do you think of now? Most prospects out there, the only kind of interview they're going to be able to do from here forward is like a FaceTime deal. I can't see this being a great time for, you know, the lesser known prospects like a guy like yourself,
right,
from Southern Utah.
No, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for a lot of reasons. You know, you're going to want there's another element to this draft, and that is how prepared are you to play now? Because there's one thing that I had that a lot of these guys, especially if you're coming from a smaller school, they're not going to have access to, and that's time in the facility working out over the summer. If this thing gets pushed out a little longer, I mean, you're looking at maybe we don't report till what, closer to camp? And now you're going to have to memorize a playbook. You're going to have to familiarize yourself with the area. You're going to have to understand, you know, NFL football and terminology in a shorter time distance. There's only so much you can do outside of just doing it with the guys, and that's tough, man. That's gonna be a hurdle that those young guys are gonna have to. Hopefully it clears up. But if it doesn't, I think that's gonna be the toughest part of the whole draft process. Right there is how ready are you to play without months of practice? If, you know, we can't do OTAs.